Okay, in order to graduate from the yeshiva system, you have to know that there are two ways to learn migu. What we call in the yeshivas that either migu is a birur or migu is a kayach ha'taina. You really don't have to know what it means, you just have to know that a migu could be a birur or kayach ha'taina, and then you're eligible to move on. The whole idea of migu being birur and kayach ha'taina is a very yesodistic split in the way migu works. In Cheskes Habatim, the main sugya where this comes up is Daf Lamed Beis, and again on Daf Lamed Gimel. So we're going to have it again. But Hayos, that Reb Ruvein brings it here in our Gemara, I'd like to discuss Birur and Kayach HaTaina, the two ways to learn migu, what Reb Ruvein says. I mean, it's Hashem, we will still come back to it a couple of times, which always makes it a little better. The first thing is to understand what it means amigo is a birur, and what it means that amigo is a kayach ha'taina. If we understand what it means, we can come to nafkaminas between them. The classic migu is pru amigo de mezuyah. If you're shmuzing with somebody in inyan amigo, you want to just pick a classic case, a typical case. The typical case is always pru amigo de mezuyah, which means somebody comes to me with a shtar, and he says that I owe him money. I say, Amayda, I owe you money. Amayda, it's a legitimate shtar. But I paid you. Peruan. And I have a migu, I could have said the shtar is mezuyif. I could have said that it's a false shtar. I could have said it's a fake shtar. So I'm believed to say perua with a migu of mezuyif. That's a classic migu. How does that work? Why am I believed to say I paid? You have a shtar. Perua, I'm not believed to say perua. If you have a shtar against me, the pashut pshat is that it's a birur. The pashut way to learn, and the way most achrayim learn, is that it's a birur. Birur means it's a proof. Just like if you're in a field for 3 years, it's a proof that it's yours. Yeah. The same thing, if you have a migu, it's a proof that what you're saying is true. Because if I wanted to lie, I could have said a better lie. I could have said a lie which is nema by itself. That's the way migu is typically learned. If I wanted to lie, I could have lied differently. And therefore, believe me with today's timing. Now, we always ask on a migu. A person comes to bed and he says, Taina A. Now, he doesn't have to say, believe me, because I could have said mezuyif. He doesn't have to say that. Bezin says that. Bezin says, we believe you with this Taina, because you could have said a different time. So, we always ask on migu that Mehechetesi, he knew he could say the second Taina. Maybe he's not enough of a lamdin to know that it could have said the second taina. So for that, we have Reb Chaim's rule that by mominis, people always figure out which taina to say. If a guy's a crook, he'll figure out which taina to say. And therefore, migu works as a birur. This is the typical way to learn migu, and the mashmois of Rashi and Shas is always that way. That believe him, because if he's a liar, he could have said a different time. Now, there are a number of kashas on migu. You have a choice. Either you can take each kasha and find a way to answer it, or you could try to find one teres that answers the numerous kashas. Both Reb Shimon and Reb Elchanan created this name of Kayach HaTaina, and they have rayas that it answers certain kashas amigu. Let me explain what it means, what Kayach HaTaina means. You have to know it's a very controversial thing that migu is Kayach HaTaina. There are some Rosh Hashivas al Hayayim who say there's no such thing as Kayach HaTaina, But in Lamaisa, their rayas are strong rayas, and there are definitely, it seems, some Rishayim who learned that Midos Kaichataina. And the Rashbam himself, in other sugyas and in Perek Sabatim, seems to learn that it's Kaichataina. Let me explain what Kaichataina means, and then we'll see what the rayas are. Let's say you come to Besdin, you don't have a shtar. You say that you lent me money and I never paid you. And I say I paid you. Who wins? Simple case. There's no shtar, there's nothing. You come to Besdin, you say I paid you. I say I didn't pay you. Do I have to pay? Huh? Pashit. Okay? Pashit, okay? I don't have to pay. You say I owe you money. I say I don't owe you money. So, of course, a lover could say parat. What happens if you say I owe you money? I say I don't remember. And an eid echad says I paid. Okay? You say I owed you money. I say I don't remember. And an eid echad says I paid. So there's a mandi yama in the Gemara. That bari v'shema bari yadis. If you say I owe you money, I say I don't remember, that I have to pay. If an eid echad says I paid, it's not good enough. Eid echad's not good enough to say that I paid, because eid echad doesn't have an emunis for an eid echad. He's mechayev v'shvua. But an eid echad doesn't have an emunis. So I'll ask you a question. Who's more believed? The baldavar? Or an eid echad? Who has more nemanis by you? Who do you believe more? An eid echad that says the laiva paid? Or the laiva himself who says he paid? Like, who has more incentive to lie? Obviously, the laiva has more incentive to lie than an eid echad. And look at what's happening. It's unbelievable. If the laiva says I paid, he's believed, he's potter. And the Leiva says, I don't remember, and an Eid Echad says, I paid, so then he still has to pay, like that Mandiyama, Bari Visham Bari Yad. He still has to pay. So explain it to me. It's like some of the said then. How could it be such a thing? Therefore, it's not true. If you hold Bari Visham Bari Yad, if even. Even if it's not a Shema Gerua, even if it's not a Shema Gerua, you still say. He has a good explanation. Except by Tanina. There are cases where we say Tanina. That's why. If it would be the Yasmi and they say, oh no, we say Tanina. But otherwise, it's not after as a Shema Gerua. So that doesn't answer the question. What's the answer to the question? How could you believe a person himself to say I paid and I ate echa from the outside? Doesn't make any sense. Teretz is that a Baal Dover who's a muzik is believed. Not because we believe him, but because a muzik has what we call a kayach hataina. He has a kayach to say that what I have in my hand is mine. It's a din in a muzik. That if somebody's a muzik in something, and he says, I paid, he's believed. It's not even correct to say he's believed. If two people come in front of me, and one says, you owe me money, the other one says, I don't. The words he's believed are just lashon b'nei adam. It's not that Bezda believes him more than him. Right? Bezda doesn't believe him more than him. There are two Erlich Yidden come in front of us, and they contradict each other. One says, you owe me money, one says, you don't owe me money. So we say, B'lashim Le'yadim, we say, he's believed, he's the Mosik. It's not really true, he's believed. I'm not ready to make a shvua, he's telling the truth. It's 50-50. They're two Yidden contradicting each other. One says, you do owe me money, one says, I don't owe you money. If you want to know who's believed, it's 50-50. A Mosik has a kayach atayim. A Mosik has a kayach that whatever he says, he could remain a Mosik with whatever he says. Kayach HaTayna is a power that a muzik has. I once mentioned to you that a muzik could say the craziest time in the world,
as long as it's physically possible, he's believed. If Reuven lost a diamond ring and Shimon has a diamond ring, and Reuven says it's mine, and Shimon says it's not yours, where'd you get it? And he can make up a story that I found it in the street or it fell from the sky. He's also believed, so to speak. He also wins. A Mozik wins, not really because he's believed, because he has a kayach ha'taiva. So for practical terms, we believe him. In my heart, do I believe him more than him? Love Dafka. Because he's a Mozik, I believe him more. No. He has a kayach to say a taiva. The idea of Migu is that we take the kayach of Mozik and give it to the person with the Migu. In other words, a person walks into Bezdin, he says, I have a shtar, you owe me money. The other person says, Peruah. Now, Peruah by itself here won't win, because the other person has a shtar. He's a Mozik. He has a shtar in his hands. He says, Shtachar b'yadi, my boy, if you pay me, why do I have a shtar? So the other person says, Peruah. He has a migu of mezuyif. What does that mean? That means if he would say mezuyif, he would be a Mozik. If he would have said that shtar is a forgery, and the other person can't be mekayem the shtar, so then he would win b'tayras mozik. He would win because you say I owe you money, I say I don't owe you money. You say I have a shtar, I say mezuyif, vaytam a mozik. When I say perua, I get the same kayach hataina as if I would have said mezuyif. Just like if I would have said mezuyif, I'd be a mozik. And every mozik has a right to taina, not a birur. When a mozik says, I paid, there's no birur that he's telling the truth. It's just that he has such a kayach to taina something, and as mozik we leave it there. The same thing, when he says perua, with amigu transplants, the kayach ha'taina of the taina, he could have said, and what he is saying, he has the same kayach ha'taina. He has the right to taina the teres mozik. That's what kayach ha'taina means. We give him now the same kayach he would have had with the other taina. That's the idea of kayach ha'taina. Let me give you an example which makes it all the examples hopefully will make it easier to understand. If any example I speak out makes it more confusing, just skip it. Because, I mean, you can come back to it at the end. When you try to understand it, all the examples are only to illustrate what it means. Simin Dalid. There's a one paragraph simin which talks about these two ways to learn Migu. It's the place to start because it's one paragraph, it's simple. He says, following case. You have trey v'trey. You have two Edim against two Edim. Two Edim say the field belongs to Reuven, two Edim say the field belongs to Shimon. So what's the din by trey v'trey? It's a standoff. Uki trey lahadei trey, uki b'may nebeches kasa. That we have two Edim against two Edim, nobody wins. So two Edim say, he does owe him money, two Edim say, he doesn't owe him money. We don't do anything. What happens if two Edim have a migu? If two against two, and let's say two Edim taina, we could have said something else. It doesn't help. Because two Edim is the strongest raya that could be. And they believe legamri. So if two Edim also have a migu, it doesn't help. If two Edim also have raiv, it doesn't help. If two Edim on their side is another raya, it never helps. So you have trey v'trey. If you have two Edim against two Edim, and another two Edim come, the trey kameya, right? Doesn't help. Four against two, it's still trey v'trey. Same thing if you have two against two, and one pair of the two brings some kind of raya to themselves, it's not going to help. Edim pile on rayas, it's still trey v'trey. Yet, the Shar Mishpat says, Ramchan brings in the Shar Mishpat, that if if you have trei v'trei, and the baal dover has a meagle, not the eid, the baal dover has a meagle, then he'll win. In other words, poor meagle mizuyah. If you go back to the case, a person says yom yimani, he says I paid. Let's say two eidim say he didn't pay. He claims he paid. Two eidim say we're with you all the time, you didn't pay. So he loses. He brings two eidim that say he did pay. So you have two eidim say he paid, two eidim say he didn't pay. Right? And they say, they don't know if the loan letter took place. But he says, I paid you on Tuesday. Two eidim say with you a whole day Tuesday, you didn't give him money. Two eidim say with you Tuesday, we saw you didn't give him money. Trey v'trey, what's going to happen? If you have trey v'trey, so the person, the two cancel each other out. Let's say the person who's a teveya has a migul. It's like the shamishpat, he'll win. If he has a migul, I could have said you owe me money for a different reason. I would have been believed. So then he'll win. So trouble Chanan. That makes sense. Imagine if Aiden have a migu, it doesn't work. If the Baal Dover has a migu, it does work. Can't be. Aiden are much better than the Baal Dover. He had two Aiden. If two Aiden have a migu, it doesn't help. This piling on rayas doesn't help. If the Baal Dover has a raya, it does work. Let's say the Teveya, it doesn't have to go. So he could say, I have a migu, I could have said, you owe me money from something else.
No,
the Edim are saying that you didn't pay me on Tuesday. Yeah, let's say we're a different chayv. Like you could have said that you owe me from Wednesday, whatever the case might be. So if you have trei v'trei, the Edim have a migu, is garnished. And he has a migu, it works. So trouble for him. If the Edim have a migu, Edim is a bearer. Edim is a proof. The Edim want to prove they're saying the truth. The Edim can have 100 proofs. It doesn't help by trei v'trei. It doesn't matter how many proofs you pile up, it doesn't help. It's two against two, it's finished. What do you do by trei v'trei? You give it to the muzik. Who's the muzik? Pliny. If the other person has a migu, he has the kayach hatayna of a muzik. So he becomes a muzik. I'm not saying I believe him. I don't believe him. It's trei v'trei. It's 50-50. But if one baal dover has a migu, he gets a shei muzik, which is what we call kayach hatayna. He has the kayach that whatever he says carries. Mainly he wins, because by trei v'trei, the muzik wins. The question is only who's a muzik. So normally the nitzvah is a muzik. If the teveya would have a migu, so then it would work. If such a migu could work. This is an example of kayach hatayna. In a case where birurim won't help, it's trei v'trei anyway. No birurim are going to do anything. No birurim are going to work. But still, amigo works. Because amigo works, b'tayras mosik. There's a Gemara later on Daf Kuf Lamed Hei, where a man says, Zebini, or Elu Bonai, I think the case is, he says, these are my children. They're not muzik. Normally, a family lives in a city, and they have children, so somebody lives in a city 30 days, and have this people behave as his children, so then they're Bechefka's children. And normally, you don't need Edis in normal cases that someone's a child. He was talking there that there was no Chazaka that they were his children. And he went and he said, Elu Bonai. See, he's believed to pater his wife from Chalitza. He's believed to pater his wife from Chalitza. How's he believed to pater his wife from Chalitza? Because he has a migu of Garash Diasishi. He could have said he gave her a get. So Mimela, if he dies, he's believed to say a tapata from Ibam. So the Shaila is, in this case, okay, again, the case is, he says, Elo Banai, and with that, he's going to pat his wife from Chalitza with a Migul of Gerishtia. The question is, could she marry a Kayin? Is she allowed to marry a Kayin now? She's an Amana, the man died. An Amana is allowed to marry a Kayin, you all know that. So, such a woman, think about the Shaila. A man says, Elu Banai. He's never to pat his wife with a Migul of Gerishtia. Now, what's the pashtus? She could marry a kain, she can't marry a kain. Then he dies. She's an alman. So which way is more pashtus? She could marry, she can't marry. Okay. No. What do you say? Pashtus? She could. Why? She's an almana. An almana can marry a kain. The Rishbam there says that she can't marry a Kayin. There's a Ruah. There's some Rishayim there say that she can't marry a Kayin. Why can't she marry a Kayin? Why can't she's not Mona? Why can't she marry a Kayin? So it's Rabbi Chanan. This is ready in the Rabbi Chanan Simin Gimel, which is the long Simin Oizvav. You know why she can't marry a Kayin? Because what's a Migul? Amigo is, I get the kayach of the taina I could have said, and with that kayach, I'm believing with the taina I did say. What's a taina that this man could have said? He could have said gerashtia. He could have patted it by chalitza, by saying I gave her a get, or by saying it's beyond a lagarsha, which is also a type of amigo. He could have said she's a grusha. If he would have said she's a grusha, she'd be asa to a kayach. A migul works that we give you the kayach with what you said as if you would have said yena taina. If you would have said yena taina, she would have been asa to a kayach. So memela, now that you said this taina, you're believed, but only to an extent you would be believed with the other taina. And that is to that she's asa to a kayach. The purpose of his time, he wasn't thinking of eagles. He was saying, these are my boys, because they're his boys. He's saying they're his children. The question is, how can we believe him? He's the one person saying, get Lubon, how can he pat her from Chalitza? The territory is that he has an eagle. So we're only believing him because of his eagle. So we can only believe him with the kayach of Yena Taina that he would have had. This is a raya that the Rashbam Shita is, and we're going to have at least three Rashbams that are rayas to this in Bava Basra, that the Rashbam holds of the idea of Kaya Hataina. Now over there the Ramban argues clearly. The Ramban says that you can marry a Kaya. The Ramban says the Ferish you can marry a Kaya. And the Ramban holds that it's a bearer. The Ramban holds that when I say Zebonai, Elu Bonai, I'm not going to pater from Chalitza, because if I wanted to lie a pater from Chalitza, I could have said Gereshtia. So that proves that I'm saying now is true. But, so it's a bira that I'm saying now is true. So Mela, I'm believed totally, she can marry whoever she wants. But the Rashbam, the Zeruah, who holds she cannot marry a Kayin, they hold that every Migu is limited. The taina you said today is limited to the kayach of the taina you would have said. It says, not shall we believe you what you're saying today. Just, you have a kayach, you're a baldover has a kayach to say a taina, and you're saying elubana, you have a kayach to the degree that you have a kayach to say garashtia, you have a kayach to part of chalitza with elubana. What? He's fixing her. Otherwise she'll be chalitza. Right now there's no edim that he has any children. Right, she never had kids. He's saying I had kids from before. Right? She can't bring children. She can't bring any of their children. So right now she can't marry anybody without chalitza. He's not messing her up. He's fixing her up. He's saying she can get married without chalitza. She can only get that benefit of his saying
You can marry that chalitza to the degree that he would have done it with his migul. Now, if she wants, she could go get chalitza and marry a kayak. She gets chalitza. But once she gets chalitza, she can't marry a kayak, because chalitza also can't marry a kayak with the rabbana. So she can't marry a kayak anyway with chalitza. Okay. So this is a raya that the Rashbam Shita is that that there's a concept of kayach hatayim. Now the rayas to the idea of kayach hatayim is a raya that both Rav Shimon and Rav Chanan bring. I'm going to say it in a simple way. Somebody here is going to not what I say. I'll say it the way they say it. But I think it comes down to the following. Let's say I walk into Beis Din. It took me having a din Torah. And I'm walking in as Eidus. Let's say two people walk in, or there's already one Eid. I'm walking in to be a second witness. To say Eidus. Now, I'm saying Eidus for this person. He's my relative. The person doesn't know he's my relative. Nobody knows he's my relative. So I walk into Beis Din. And I say, you should know that Reuven is telling the truth and Shimon owes him money. And really, Reuven is my relative, Apostle Aedis. But believe me, I have a migu, I could have not said he's my relative. And if I would have said he's not my relative, then you would believe me. So believe me now also, when I'm telling you that I am his relative, Nafalpik, Ruvain knows him. What's wrong with that? Anything wrong with that? Believe me, I'm a puzzle of Aedis, but I could have not told you, so believe me that, believe me with amigo. Doesn't have to be the Tosis when he talks about Pasolaitis. Not the Pasolaitis. It could be a Ganav also. Somebody walks in, but this Bezin doesn't know, so he doesn't listen. Really, in Yenna Bezin, they're Pasolaitis. I'm Pasolaitis. I'm a Ganav. But believe me, with Amigo. Doesn't work. Tosis in Tzuvis, Daf Chotei, says if you're Pasolaitis, the Amigo's not going to help you. Because with all Amigos, you're still Pasolaitis. Frank Rav Shimon and Rav Chanan. I'm talking Apostle Aedis. But the Migu is a proof I'm telling the truth. So I'm not an Aed. So let them believe me, Mekayach the Migu. The Migu is a bearer. If you learn Migu is a bearer, so let Bezdin says I'm Apostle. It's Emes, I'm Apostle. But believe me anyway, I have a good proof. The proof is not Aedis. The proof is Migu. The Migu proves that he owes him money. Because if he didn't owe him money, if I wanted to lie, I could have lied and said I'm not a relative, and I would have won. So believe me, with amigo, let the amigo prove I'm telling the truth. Well, the Chanan says. There's a Gemara that says that if Moshe and Aaron would come to say Eidus, we would passel them out crying. If Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Akoyim would come to say Eidus together, we would passel them out crying. So Bachana says we'd accept their we would still pass off an Ansadi. We have an Ansadi what they're saying is true, because we know whatever Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Akoyim say is true. It won't be Eidus. They'll still win out an Ansadi. So I'm saying the same thing here. Somebody walks into Beis Din, says, I'm a Karev, but I could have not said I'm a Karev. Okay, so I'll say this, he always say this. What about Migu? Alt Migu. If Shimon Rav Chanan say that Al Karchach, Migu is not a bearer. Migu is not a proof. Migu doesn't prove anything. Maybe you didn't want to say not a relative, you don't want to be caught later, who knows why. It's not a bearer. Migu only works with a kayach ha-taina. That give me the kayach of the taina I could have said now. That Krivin will give you all the Kayach HaTayim you want. He's still a Karin. Or he's still a apostle. And Mimele, you can't, it doesn't work. If a guy's going to come into Bezdin and pretend he's a Yid, and he'll say, believe, I'm really a guy, but I could have pretended I'm a Yid. So, very good. We give you a Kayach HaTayim. You could have pretended you're a Yid. So you're a guy with a Kayach HaTayim. A guy who's possible to this. He's still not a Yid. If you hold that Migo is not a proof, it's not a beer. Because who knows, maybe you didn't think of the other time. Then Kayach HaTayim only works with somebody. If Lamaisi are a Kariv, all the Kayach HaTayim in the world not going to help you. You're still a Kariv. This is one, they hold they have two Shtaka Rayas. This is one that they hold is a Shtaka Raya. There's a second Raya that they both, I don't know, both, Roshim repeats all the time. And that's the following Raya. By Perua Migad Mizuyas. If you come against me with a shtar, and I say, believe me, Perua, with a Migu, I could have said it's Mizuyas. So I win. I believe that I pay. With a Migu, I could have said it's Mizuyas. Now, what happens if you go out, you will meet the Malva. You go out and you Makayim the Shtar. What happens now? What happens? By proving in the Mizuyah, if you Makayim the Shtar, I smigo, right? Then I lose my Migul. I have Peruah with a Migul Mizuyah. If you Makayim the Shtar, it's I smigo. So took Shimon. If you hold it to Birr, why should it be that way? Now, it's true, Rav Shimon says, if the Leiva knew there were people that could be Mekayim the Shtar, so obviously that's why he didn't say Mezuyah. But what happens? You bring people on Mekayim it from someplace the Leiva couldn't have known. You bring somebody's Mekayim it to, you bring some old Shtar from years ago that has the same signatures, that's how you Mekayim it. If you hold that it's a bearer, so if on Sunday I say Peruah and I could have won with Mizuyas, and you're saying that that's good, it's a bearer, I'm telling the truth, because I could have said Mizuyas. So I say Peruah, you believe me on Sunday. If Monday the other person is Mekayimit, why does that ruin my proof from Sunday? I'm not tiny Mizuyas, I'm tiny Peruah. I'm just saying, I have proof I'm telling the truth, because if I wanted to lie, I could have said Mizuyah. So what does it matter if you go Monday and you bring witnesses that I'm a Kayim Dishtar? My Nafkamina. You already know I'm telling the truth, because Sunday there were no witnesses. And Sunday I said Peruah, and if I'm a liar, I would have said Mizuyah. So why? Why does witnesses later ruin my Migu? If Bishas Maisa, there were no witnesses, Perua should work with me in the Mizuyif. What? You're not shlugging up my Raya, because on Sunday, if I was a liar, I would have said Mizuyif. How are you shlugging that up? On Sunday, if I would have been lying on Sunday when I said Perua, I would have said Mizuyif. Are you shlugging up that Raya? It's a Raya, I'm not a liar. No? Now, if I knew Edom were coming, I wouldn't have said Mizuyah. So Shimon is careful to say, he's talking about Edom that he didn't know about. However we could know. So how does that work? What? So today wouldn't work. But my Raya is from yesterday, it's a good Raya. If two Edom say this on Sunday and they die on Monday, that's the full Kosher Edom. So I had a Raya on Sunday, which wouldn't be a Raya on Monday. But I brought you a Raya on Sunday. David, you made a face. What's wrong? Huh? I knew someone was going to say that, but it's right, it doesn't make sense. What's he saying? That maybe it was the Migu, because you know I didn't say Mizuyah, if I was afraid you'd bring Aiden. But if that's true, then even if you don't bring Aiden, Pura Migu and Mizuyah should never work. Because maybe I didn't say Mizuyah because I'm afraid you'll bring Aiden. How's Pura Migu and Mizuyah ever worked?
Why don't I say I'm afraid of a neder? What? But Maman Ashaf, either the guy, the fellow standing here Sunday, he's saying Perua. So Bezdin pulls the beers and they say, Hashem, we believe in Perua. Ah, he could have said Mizuyi. At that moment, is it a raya or is that a raya? At that moment, he has to decide, should I lie with Mizuyi or should I lie with Perua? Does he have a reason to choose Perua over Mizuyi? If you say yes, does he have a good fashion? Every Perua in Mizuyi, if maybe he's afraid they'll be Matayim. But Lamaisa, we know Perua Migdal Mizuyif works. Obviously, we think it works. The Perua Migdal Mizuyif works. So then, if it works on Sunday, nothing happens on Monday should ruin it. If it's a beer. If it's a Kayach HaTayna, then it makes sense. Because the Kayach HaTayna means, unbelief Perua, with the same Kayach, it would have been Mizuyif. Mizuyif unbelieved until there's a Kiyam. So Perua believed until there's a kiyum. I transplant one time in the place of the other time. Now whatever would have been with Mizuyif, that's what Perua. This is the idea of Kayach HaTayna. Okay, I mentioned to you four examples. These last two, which are the more complicated, and then for the case of Craven and the case of Puflam and Hay. Right, it could die to try to get Klar the idea of Kayach HaTayna, where it plugs in to our studio. The simpler way it plugs in. Sunday, I hope I'll come back to it briefly. But the simpler way, the way Rabbi Reuven says right in the beginning of Simen Yud Beis, the lashon of the Gemara on the Malas, that you need witnesses to Darbei Chad Yayin. You need witnesses to Darbei Chad Yayin in our Gemara. The Kech Sheini says, I brought him a Kech Rishon. You need witnesses to Darbei Chad Yayin. Why need witnesses? Why can't he taina Darbei Chad Yayima? You should taina, I bought it from Pliny, it was Darbei Chad Yayima, because he has a migu, right? The case there is, he has a migu. He could have said, I bought it from you. He could have said, you were never Marikama. He could have said, he has a migu. So why do you need witnesses, Darbei Chad Yayima? Why can't he just say, Darbei Chad Yayima, and have a migu? I could have said, you're not a Marikama. Dr. Ruvain, that this is totally in how you learn Migu. If you learn Migu is Kayach HaTayna, then it can't work there. Because by Darbei Chad Yayima, he doesn't win with a Tayna of Darbei Chad Yayima. Tanina, you need that Bezdin Shetayna for him. He says a Migu can't make Tanina. A Migu is Kayach HaTayna. Believe me, with Taina A, Amigo, I could have said Taina B. Amigo's only work of Kayach HaTayna, not a bitter at all. Amigo's work with a Kayach HaTayna. Believe me, with Taina A, I could have said Taina B. We take the power of Taina B and put it into Taina A. When Bezdin has to say Tanina, it doesn't work of Kayach HaTayna. It doesn't work. Bezdin will say Tanina because he could have said a different Taina. Two different things. What is the Tanina of Bezdin? And what is his time? Migos don't work there. Migo only works to give a person a kayach, a taina, that today's taina is as good as the other taina. It's only as good as the other taina. The other taina, there's no tanina, and today's taina, there's no tanina. So he'll say, believe me, Darbei Chad Yayima, because I could have said, you're not a marikama. Well, if you would have said he's not a marikama, that's the root of sin, wouldn't have done tanina for you. So now also, you can't make Bezdin do Tanina with a Migu. This is the paragraph there in the Ruvain. I want to come back to it Sunday, but it's important. You should try to understand what it means. A Migu is a Bira, and a Migu is a Kayach HaTayna. To understand the two Bahalchim, it's in a number of places. The Shimon is in, I think, above Matzias Simin Gimel, and also in Ksubas Simin Yates. Rav Chanan is, he has a lighter lashon, a little easier.
Rav Chanan again learned in Chelek Beis, first look at Siman Dalet, and then go back to Siman Gimel, where he explains it as well. And Hashem, will come back to it briefly. I hope to try to finish up the sugya on Sunday.